But of course, in terms of holding people accountable, as we like to do here on the show, the Department of Justice has now decided to establish an elite legal team. Now, emboldened by the decision of the United States Treasury Department to place sanctions on the Gupta brothers and their business associate, Salim Essa, South Africa's Department of Justice unleashed some of the top legal minds in the country to prosecute on state capture crimes. These include the likes of the well-known Thembeka Ngugayithobi, Wim Trengrove, Ngwako Maeneke, and Jeff Budlander of all, who have been briefed to help with the investigation and prosecution of state capture crimes. One has to wonder what took them so long. Professor John Stremlau, honorary professor in international relations at WITS, joins me on the line to answer those questions.
This is Cape Talk.
Good morning, Professor Stremlau. Welcome back to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Won't you please help us understand the timing of this? Is obviously very convenient, or I suppose one could say serendipitous. This is just a week after the United States Treasury decided to level sanctions against the Gupta brothers as well as their business associate, Salim Essa. Won't you let us know, give us a little bit of an insight into the Department of Justice's timing in establishing this elite legal team?
Well, thank you very much. It's an important subject, and it's a reminder that inside the U.S. government and inside the South African government are still very dedicated public servants who are trying to do the right thing on an issue that concerns so many of us. And I think this timing is, as you say, serendipitous in that there is finally a U.S. ambassador coming out here, I guess, after over almost nearly 3 years of having an empty post. And there's a vacuum at the top of the U.S. government. But underneath it all, concerned public servants have worked hard, because this has to take a lot of background work by the Office of Foreign Assets Control at the Treasury, as you mentioned, working with the professionals, foreign service officers at the U.S. Embassy, and with the professionals in South Africa at various levels and in concerned departments and ministries. And I just think that it's a very positive sign that good government does continue despite all of the noise above these public servants, including, by the way, a state capture problem in the United States right now. And although the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, sent out a tweet praising this decision by the U.S. Treasury, the action reaffirms the U.S. commitment to support of the rule of law and accountability, he said, Mike Pompeo. Well, he's been now cited as someone complicitous with Donald Trump.
I was about to ask whether he wanted to apply that domestically in his country. Yeah.
Well, no, exactly. This is, you know, in a sense, the U.S. is a few steps behind South Africa in dealing with its state capture problem, but that's what the impeachment thing's all about. And this issue of the Gupta sanctions has not gotten much press in the United States, not surprisingly, because everyone's talking about Ukraine and the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Right. I mean, one would say that they're kind of in their first term of our Zuma times, one might say, which is fine, and we'll leave that to them. So we are very grateful, of course, in the quagmire that they face, the United States faces, that they still are able to lend some resources our way. You mentioned, Professor Stremlau, the public servants that are very committed. I just want to highlight that the crack legal team that's been pulled together is entirely private. So these guys could have been pulled together a little bit sooner. We're happy to see the commitment from the Department of Justice. But I'm just wondering, given our departments, as you rightly say, still have a number of committed public servants within them, we've often spoken about how they were hollowed out from a capacity perspective. There've been some reports that the FBI would be supporting the NPA. Is this true?
I would think that they could be cooperating, and you know, South Africa remains a very proud nation and votes with the United States in the UN only 18% of the time. So it charts its own course. But it is a complex government, and I'm just impressed that The South African government has, despite all these problems that you say and the hollowing out, right. It's a problem, by the way, that the Trump administration is creating in the State Department and in the federal right. bureaucracy in Washington. But nevertheless, to come back to the South African initiative, I gather that they have reached out to India, UAE, Canada, Switzerland, Mauritius, true. Hong Kong, China, all to say that we need your help in trying to track down the ill-gotten gains of the Guptas. Now, we wish this had happened earlier, of course, but don't let the best be the enemy of the good, and at least it's happening now, and we should be applauding that and encouraging that and stiffening the resolve of the government to go ahead and do the kinds of things like hiring these legal team that you mentioned earlier to pursue the malfeasance in government. Citizens don't like corruption, and the institutions of this country are still strong enough, I think, to root out corruption. And I pray that the same is true in the United States.
All right. Well, we're very much looking forward to that. I mean, we've always been nervous that we might have a light prosecuting team. What precedes the prosecution, of course, is candid or at least very deft investigation and policing. Well, we still lack in that space. Have you heard anything in terms of where the Justice Department might be able to provide some insight or support staff?
This is difficult from here. I cooperated a lot when I worked in government a couple decades ago with the OFAC, the Office of Foreign Assets Control. And these right. are real professionals. They're mostly lawyer trained, and they're not in it for the money. They're in it because they don't like to see. In that case, it was in Yugoslavia where the war crimes were so horrific and people were being sanctioned, and they were trying to track down the ill-gotten gains in that conflict. So that it is true that someone has to take the initiative to get this ball rolling. Someone did, probably at the U.S. Embassy in consultation with South African public servants 2 or 3 years ago,
right.
Because you have to work this through. And I don't underestimate the Guptas and their lawyers trying to hide their ill-gotten gains, and they'll have to be tracked. This is not going to be solved very quickly, but it is very, very positive in the immediate, and a reminder that good government can continue despite the crooks you'd like to see rooted out above them.
Well, we really do appreciate that insight, and we look forward to seeing this pressing on ahead and in a visible way for the public to feel a little bit more confident that we are tying the noose around the neck of state capture. John Strimlau, honorary professor in international relations at Wits University and expert in international relations. Thank you so much again for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe.